This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's also operate that we can't change that. Okay. Would Tyron Smith be here in 5 years?
No.
Probably not health-wise.
Last offseason, but I assume he's still here.
All right.
Now he doesn't have as much trade value.
And here's the thing about Tyron. So you take Tyron, for example. You can pick him up for 3 years and a $29 million hit to your cap. And this, again, goes back to, do people still think Tyron Smith is one of the best left tackles in the league? Because if they do, well, that's a hell of a deal. You're getting an elite left tackle for less than $10 million a year. That's where you're going to want to pay a little bit more money. And for the Cowboys, the salary cap is going to be a $15 million hit. But you take that because you're like, well, what are we going to use it for? We're not buying free agents the next year or two. And so that's where the intrigue of this plan comes in. Are you willing to sell Tyron for a second? Are you willing to sell Zeke for a second or a third? Are you willing to sell Zach Martin for a first and a second or whatever it is? Because now all of a sudden you have four premium draft picks over the next draft or two. It's destroyed your salary cap, but that's not what you're about these next 2 years.
For a short period of time, it's very similar to... Is it like filing for bankruptcy so that you can get out of debt?
Yes. Or, when you file for the bankruptcy that lets you reorganize your debt, that's a great analogy. That's what the Cowboys are doing. They are telling you for the next 2 years, we're not bringing in any viable or big money free agents because we're eating the entire cap right now. And guess what? You're killing your cap for the next 2 years, but you're buying an extra first, an extra second, another extra second, and a third.
Okay. I love this discussion. But the reality is if we do this, the Cowboys are going to be a 2 or 3 win team next year. And I'm okay with that. We know that Jerry isn't. Now, when I ask you this, and I'm asking you seriously, and I know this is a tough question for most Cowboy fans today and for you guys, because I know especially how optimistic Corey is. All right, I'm Jerry Jones right now. I think that I'm going to get a whole bunch of suckers on the radio to say with the third or fourth pick that I get that I'm going to take the best defensive player and I'm going to sell that Dak is coming back 100% and the line is coming back great. Are you guys, here's my question to you right now, when we get to April and May and June, are you guys going to say that the Cowboys have a great chance to win this division and the Cowboys can be a 10 to 12 win team? Is the answer, I think I will say yes to that because of my optimism.
I would not, because I have come to the conclusion that what really hammered it home for me is when you were battling it out tooth and nail with the Giants before the Dak injury. The Giants are awful. And so, like, I respect everything that Dak Franchise is what I'm going to start calling them. What Dak Franchise brings to this team. But even then, you were battling for your life against an awful team. And so I think that this team is, I've come to realize, way further away than I thought they were.
Corey?
I still didn't expect some of the problems early in the season. Like I thought that Lyle Collins would be healthy. I thought that Tyron Smith would miss a few games, but not the entire season. And I didn't expect that you didn't have a solution at safety. Or that you would be without Cheeto. Now, this is obviously...
They're all going to be healthy next year.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, can we stop on that? Because Corey's on to a great point right here. Two of those players, Tyron and Lyle, you're always going to expect this from Tyron, right? And does Lyle care enough about football to be super awesome?
Going into next season?
Yes.
No. But, man, they've performed well before. And so, yeah, I would probably have some optimism about the team if they're all healthy. But, man, there are some things that I have to understand about my room still and some of the holes that I still have to fill. The talent's not there in backup spots. You don't have the talent there, except for McGovern actually looked good on Sunday. And maybe maybe having a camp will give me some better ideas of who my starters actually should be, rather than just going, well, Connor was my starter last year, so I'm going to not start Connor McGovern there this year. I don't know, man. There are a lot of questions that were real difficult to answer for me this year.
Where I'm going with this is I think this is a great discussion of the possibility that the Cowboys could go in this direction, but we know there's a 99.9% chance they're not going in this direction. What Jerry bets on, and I want you to listen to this, Cowboy fans and Tolos and us doing radio and G-Bag Nation after us and Sean and RJ. Jerry works us as suckers, all of us. And he knows that he is the greatest salesman that God might have ever created. And he's going to sell us, and the draft's going to come around, and Brian and Jeff are going to do an unbelievable job on it, and they're going to have some picks that we really like, and we're going to start pumping up the Cowboys as a 10-6 team or better that can do it if everything goes right, this and that. And he's like, I got these suckers right where I want them every freaking year. I never have to try at this job. All I have to do is be a salesman, and I am the best ever created at this. And the suckers are going to go for it, and they're going to bring the suckers along with it, and we're going to give them millions of billions of dollars, and we're going to fall for it for another 25 years.
I mean, I fell for it again this year, and
We'll do it again. That's what Jerry's banking on. We'll do it again. We'll get excited about, I don't know who the best defensive player is, but we're going to probably get him in the draft. And Jerry's going to go into a salesman mode, and he is great at it. I fall for it sometimes, and I don't like him, okay? I don't like the Jones family and what they've done to my team. I feel like it's my team, but I know it's theirs, and they can do with it whatever they want. But as long as we keep being suckers, he doesn't have to change.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.